From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this week we are studying a subject that sounds quite simple, but it is quite serious. And the subject is knowing truth. Knowing truth. And I say that that's very important because of the fact that we are living in a day and age when there are those out there in secular society who say that it is impossible to know absolute truth. And that's kind of scary, isn't it? Because you see, if we don't know truth, and if we want truth to be whatever we want it to be, or if we can make out truth to be anything we want it to be, my oh my, then anybody can do that which is right in their own eyes, and that leads to destruction. That leads to destruction spiritually, morally, ethically, personally, physically, and in every other way. Truth builds. The lack of truth destroys. And so we are talking about truth this week, taking it from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 21, where John says to those to whom he's writing, he says, "I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth." You see, he was writing to these folks who were facing all sorts of false teaching. When you go back a few verses to verse 18 and 19, he refers to his readers as little children, not talking about the fact that they were little boys and girls, but that they were his children in Christ, as it were. He had a very intimate relationship with the people to which he was writing. And he says, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, which we know that it is the last time." And he is teaching them because of the fact that the spirit of Antichrist had already set into the world around them and was very clear and very evident even in around 90 or 95 A.D. And so he was writing to them so that they might understand more of the truth, because the Antichrist, or the spirit of the Antichrist, is simply against the truth of Almighty God. And so that's why he says in verse 21 of 1 John 2, "I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and no lie is of the truth." You see, when we know the truth, we then can detect untruth, error, falsehood. And that's why it's so important for those of us as born-again believers to be in the Word of God consistently, because the more we are in the Word of God, the more we will know the truth, and the more we will be able to detect false teaching and false doctrine and the spirit of the Antichrist. Well, yesterday we asked the question, what is the truth? And I mentioned that the truth is the whole body of truth revealed in the Scriptures and personalized through the Lord Jesus Christ. The question that we ask today is, how do we know the truth? How do we know the truth? Well, first of all, let me say there must be a determination to know the truth. If you or I or anybody else wants to know the truth of the Scriptures, the truth of Jesus Christ, there must be a determination to know it. You must have the desire to want to get to know it. And you must know where to turn to get it. And of course, that is in the Word of God. And when I say there must be a determination to know the truth, that determination is then manifested in the desire to hear the Word of God as it is taught. And, you know, I would encourage you to take every opportunity that you can to hear the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. Over this radio station, for instance. Because on this radio station, the truth of God is taught all day long. So, if you want to know the truth, you must determine to hear it. Secondly, you must determine to believe it. That is, to recognize its authority. The truth of God, the truth of the Scriptures, the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ is God's authority. As I said yesterday, and I just mentioned a moment ago, when we talk about the truth, we're talking about that which is revealed in the Scriptures from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, and everything in this book that I hold in my hand right now is God's authority, for it is God's truth. So to get to know the truth, you've got to hear it. You've got to believe it. And then thirdly, you've got to receive it. And by that, I simply mean to welcome it into your life, to apply it to your everyday living. That is, obey it. Here is the truth. I wish we were on television today because I would hold up my Bible and show it to you. But you can imagine me here on this side of the microphone holding up my Bible, and if you could look at it, you could see it's all marked up with red and black and blue and yellow because I use a lot of colors when I study my Bible. But when you look at this Bible or any Bible or the Bible that you have, realize you're holding God's truth in your life. And if you want to grow in the understanding of God's truth, you've got to hear it, you've got to believe it, you've got to receive it. And I might just give you three more things that when we do these three things, will lead us to hearing it, believing it, and receiving it. Number one, you must trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because as we brought out yesterday, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. And so to begin to understand truth, you need to know the truth, Jesus Christ. So I would encourage you to call upon His name and ask Him to save you today. And He will. Secondly, you need to read the Scriptures. Because again, as we brought out yesterday in John 17:17, Jesus said, as He is praying to His Father, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. So truth comes when we know Christ, when we read the Scriptures, and thirdly, we grow in truth when we yield to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 16, and in verse 13, we find these words as the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking. John chapter 16 and verse 13, He says, Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. And so here's the point. Yes, we need to hear the truth, we need to believe the truth, we need to receive the truth. But that's based upon trusting Jesus Christ as personal Savior, who is the truth, reading the Scripture, which is the truth, and yielding to the Holy Spirit, who teaches the truth. But that leads us to a third question. So far, we've asked the question, what is the truth? Secondly, how do we know the truth? The third question, and we're not going to get the opportunity to finish it today, but the Lord willing, we will tomorrow, and that is, how does the truth affect us? Well, let me give you three points, and then we will dig into them just a little bit more in a bit, and then tomorrow. How does the truth affect us? Number one, by making us free from the bondage of sin. Number two, by creating fellowship with others. And number three, by producing a spiritual walk. First of all, the way that truth affects us is by making us free from the bondage of sin. You remember John chapter 8 and verse 33, don't you? The Lord Jesus Christ is teaching there, and he says this, John chapter 8 and verse 32, excuse me, not 33, but verse 32. Jesus says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Sometimes we will quote that verse and we will say, "The truth shall set you free." Well, it's stronger language than that. It teaches us that the truth will make you free. In other words, what we see there is when we come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is that truth that is in Christ that thrusts us out from the bondage of sin so that we can live to please the Lord. You see, the truth of Jesus Christ makes us free from the bondage of sin through Jesus Christ, who is the all-powerful one, through the Scripture who teaches or that teaches us how to overcome sin, and through the Holy Spirit who enables us to have victory over sin. Today, if you are living in the bondage of sin, then I would encourage you to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, and by doing so, you will be made spiritually free from the bondage of sin. Thank God for that. Now, tomorrow, when we begin the program, I'll look at the second and the third thing that truth does for us. I don't have the time to look at it today, so I trust that you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue this study on truth and how truth affects us. But until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying thank you for being with us today. And remember, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. That's why I say the best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.